And bright and early in Perth, where Andy is. G'day, Andy P.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's been a good weekend. Went out to the Perth, the Wanderers game as a guest of Perth Glory, and spoke at the chairman's function about heartbeat of football, which was brilliant. And then yesterday, yeah. Stan Lazaridis rang me up, the ex-soccer, one of the greats, staying with Stan now for a day or two, and took me out to the basketball. I haven't been to an NBL game for years. What an entertainment factor that is when you go to a Wildcat game.
Yeah. Well, they were, unfortunately, they got the wrong result because the Perth Wildcats 89 defeated Illawarra 77. And you had a good weekend. Your side got dusted up 2-0 by Perth.
They did, mate. They were outplayed and they caught the goals in stoppage time and in both halves. And you know what? Perth Glory, when they get their game together, they are scared. The only concern for Perth has been conceding goals, but that really cements their position in the top six, doesn't it? Because the top three teams, Sydney, the Victory and Perth all won. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and the Wanderers lost. Newcastle, didn't they blow the chance to move into sixth position yesterday after drawing 1-1 in the F3 derby? And, you know, Newcastle, Wellington, unexpected winners, Wellington and Brisbane, are on 22 points, 2 points outside the sixth. And you can't write off the Mariners either. They're on 20 points, 4 points adrift of the Wanderers.
Yeah, so basically the only side that can't make the top six is Adelaide.
Adelaide, yeah. Adelaide for mine are gone. Yeah. You know, 21 rounds into the competition so far, and Adelaide are on 14 points, which is horrible for them.
Yeah, no good at all. Now, English Premier League, mate, 7 games played.
Yeah, and given the time difference over here, I watched the Tottenham Stoke in a user-friendly atmosphere. Harry Kane, fantastic in the first half. Got a hat-trick. They led at the break force. He didn't score again in the second half. But what it's done, that's lifted them up to second position on 53 points, 10 adrift of Chelsea. And then you got Man City on 52, Arsenal and Liverpool, who play tomorrow morning at Leicester. $1.60 Liverpool, Leicester at $5. They're still looking for a manager, although Gus Hiddink's name keeps popping
Goose.
Up.
Gus. What about Claudio Ranieri? He's available. Ranieri.
Yeah, that was shocking, wasn't it? It's interesting to see how the media has reacted, and plus the fans on social media about the fact that, you know, 1 minute he's the golden man of world football, the next minute he's been cut down. And I thought that if you're going to sack a coach, that you'd have a replacement ready to go. But it seems to me they might have panicked a bit last week after losing in Sevilla. They're still alive in the Champions League. They went down 2-1. They got the important away goal. But maybe there'll be an announcement very soon. And Bruce Hiddink, remember what he did at Chelsea last year, Mr. Fix-It?
Yeah.
We love him. Look, we love him. We know what he can do.
The other one is we gave him $6 million. Between $6 million and $8 million for that gig with the Socceroos. So he certainly has a fond memories of Australia, doesn't he? Untrue and extremely hurtful, mate, Jamie Vardy, because as Leicester's striker, he's been linked with the sacking of Ranieri, and he says it's not right. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, well, the dressing room, there's something wrong in the dressing room there for this to happen too. I don't think... you know, it's all about just the results. Once you start losing the dressing, once rumours start flying, and Vardy's name heavily linked to this.
Yeah. Anything else, Andy?
Mate, Ibrahimovic, Superman this morning, guys. He's done it again. 26 goals now for Man United. Popped up, scored the winner in the 87th minute. United beat Southampton 3-2 in the English League Cup final at Wembley. It's brilliant considering what Saints did to get there. They'd never conceded a goal before reaching the final. But remember Ibrahimovic when he started back in August? He helped United to a 2-1 win against Leicester in the Charity Shield, and he popped up in the 83rd minute to do the damage that day. So it's been a wonderful run. Fantastic debut season. And Man United are alive on so many fronts this season.
Thank you, Andy. Good man.
Enjoy, boys. And I can gloat that my wild card and best bet got up for a change.
Yeah,
oh, that's
well
great
done.
News, mate.